Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Johnson Brunetti, obviously a huge supporter of the Holiday Store, huge supporter of us at WTIC. So we always like to catch up with Heath. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you. Happy to be here.
I need this to sort of get me in mode. You know what I mean? Like, I just feel like
Yeah, definitely.
I'm not in mode until the Holiday Store starts. But you had a big event yesterday. And we had these folks, this pool company, Chemically Balanced, did something similar where they solicited their clients. But, like, I love the fact that it's not just your employees, mm-hmm. it's also your clients that get involved.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, we've been doing this for a long, long time, and around this time of year, we put out the call to all of our clients, and really anybody, right? You know, because anybody come to our office and drop off toys that we're going to gather and give to the Salvation Army. But, you know, every day that our office is open, we're doing reviews with the clients, we're doing meetings with them, and they're coming in the office, and they, you know, they come in, they bring toys, and we gather them up, and it's a great thing.
And it's so easy and scalable for anyone listening, even if you have a small business with 5 employees and 25 clients. I mean, if you ask clients to just bring in a toy, then that's 25 toys.
Sure.
And I mean, it all adds up. And so I guess what I want to let people know, it's if you don't need some, you know, big firm. I mean, because you guys are big and strong and do really, really well. Any small business can do
sure,
this.
Sure, absolutely.
It's totally scalable. So you gathered like a couple hundred toys yesterday.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, we had our annual holiday brunch with a good portion of our clients yesterday. So, you know, we brought all the toys that had been gathering in the office over the last few weeks. And we actually had to, our office in Weathersfield, we had to, you know, talk to the building folks and get some extra space in our building to be able to store the toys for the last couple of weeks. And then yesterday we had that holiday brunch and people brought more toys. And we had them gathered there, and you know it was huge. I mean, we had to get a U-Haul truck to haul them out, and you know everybody worked together to package up the toys in some big bags and bring them out to the U-Haul truck, and it's a lot of them. I think it's going to make a lot of kids pretty happy this holiday season.
I'm 54 bleeping years old. But I love toys. You know what I mean? Like I like to see what's like the trends and this and that. And there are certain toys that are still legit.
Yeah.
You know, all
we had some
these
skateboards, we had some scooters, we had some crayons, we had lots of books and everything.
It's really cool.
Great stuff.
Who doesn't like? I was at Costco. I was like, you know what? I got to get something for the dogs. You know what I mean? So something for my dog Queso to destroy on Christmas morning. So of course they have low hanging fruit at Costco. There's for $10, you get 2 squeaky toys that was dressed up as Santa, and boom, they'll be destroyed by 9 a.m. We're talking with Heath Grossman from Johnson Brunetti. You know, in general, why is it so important for you and the firm to do stuff like this? Because you guys are involved in a lot of charitable endeavors.
Sure, absolutely. You know, we're blessed as a firm. You know, we have a lot of clients, and the folks that entrust us with their nest egg is something that we very much, it's a powerful thing. And, you know, we sat down years ago and we talked about areas that we wanted to make an impact. And, you know, the two big ones were kids and veterans. And, you know, there's different organizations that we work with and we help out. And, you know, both of these different areas are core to us and, you know, who we are. And, you know, we just want to give back. We want to be there for people. And, you know, it's the least that we could do.
Heath Grossman from Johnson Brunetti. See, we got some toys here. What's your name, sir?
Ken.
Ken, where are you coming in from?
From Burlington.
Burlington. Thanks for making the trip.
Yeah, I just want to let you know my granddaughters picked these out this week.
They did. Your granddaughters, you took them shopping? Or?
Yeah. And they're happy to do it.
So, Ken?
Yeah.
And you did it through your family or through your company, like through your family?
Through my family.
What town are you in?
I live in Burlington.
Burlington. Ken in Burlington.
Yeah.
And that's a great way to teach the kids how to pay it forward.
Absolutely. Yeah. They had a good time.
We appreciate it. Nice to meet you, Ken. That's awesome. I great Lego stuff.
Yeah, I mean, Legos are great.
Paw Patrol. But I would take the Legos in a heartbeat. I mean, that The plane is perfect, too.
It says age 7 plus.
So right, there's a plus.
At 54, you're good. Right. Yeah, you're
I mean,
good.
I'm part of the plus. You might want to put 4 or 5 pluses there. But, Ken, thank you so much. And it's not hard, folks. He went shopping with his grandkids and had them pick it out. So there's a double benefit. You get the benefit of your grandkids figuring out, you know, that it's good to give to other people. And you get to contribute here. I mean, your kids are older now, right?
Sure, 18. Yeah.
What are holidays like for you guys?
It's different. You know, there's less so much of the
They don't run down the stairs.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, back in the day, they used to wake up super, super early. And then these days, it's like you got to wake them up at maybe noon or 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Do you miss it? Or no?
I like sleeping in.
Yeah. And sometimes, like, we never had big Christmases, but we shared Christmas with some families that did. The sheer consumerism sometimes is off-putting when the kids are just like ripping across everything. It's just kind of amazing. And it shows you that, you know, when people need to be able to share with what they have with the people that don't. Real quick before we let you go, can you move that so I can see the clock, Joey? How's business? Like, what are people up? I mean, it's a strange the market's been, generally speaking, really good, but there's a lot of unease with whether it be tariffs or the job market slowing or what have you. I mean, what are your clients are they worried about these days? What are you getting?
Yeah, I mean, we're always busy, right? There's a lot of people out there that need help. And, you know, every day there's people that are, you know, we're all getting older every day. We're all marching closer and towards to retirement, right? So we primarily work with and speak with people that are retired now or people that are leading up to retirement. You know, I did an educational workshop last night, and we kind of open it up and say to people, hey, what do you want to talk about?
Yeah.
And
would they ask?
We get interesting questions, but it's fairly consistent. So I would say that it's not so different than what it's been in the past. You know, people are wondering about taxes. You know, when I retire, how much am I paying taxes? How do I structure my income? How do I make sure I don't pay too much in taxes? You know, am I going to be able to retire? Can I have enough income coming in to live my lifestyle? How do I keep up with inflation, right? You know, how do I allocate my assets? How do I make sure that I'm not taking on too much risk, right? How do I plan for all these things and all these unknowns?
And you have all the answers.
Well, we try to, right? You know, we try to help out, and it's a lot of different topics, and it's hard to kind of get a sense of these things because, again, you talk about estate planning, you talk about taxes, you talk about investments, you talk about income planning. It's like it's almost so many topics. You get yourself to a point where you're like, I don't know what to do, and we're all humans, and, you know, you end up basically maybe ignoring some of these things.
Sure.
But, you know, that's where we come in, and we try to help people out and make things simple and help them focus on what's working well and what can be improved upon.
It is daunting for a lot of people, and it is good to have professional advice you can trust to go into that phase of life, which you want to make sure you've worked so hard for so much of your life. You want to make sure you manage it well. Heath, it's always great to see you.
Absolutely.
And thanks to everyone back at Johnson Brunetti. Obviously, you know, we appreciate the support not only of the Holiday Store, but your support of WTIC in general. So have a great holiday.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.